We are back on Regional Radio, and we are previewing some of the fall sports programs that are about to get their seasons underway. Perryville Pirates softball team finished out the year really strong last year, winning a district title, and they are looking to attack 2019 in a much same sense there, as Coach Dustin Wingert of the Perryville Pirates softball team joins us now. And Coach, as we kind of look back at what last year and how it kind of played out, you know, it started kind of slow, but then at the end, you were able to find that momentum and win a district title. What was that like to kind of have a great finish to last season?
It was very fitting. You know, oddly enough, I came in late. The old coach kind of stepped down about April, May, and I kind of came in and didn't have a whole lot of time to get some summer stuff going, but we were able to get through it. And then just kind of started off slow. I don't think there was a lot of comfort between me and the girls yet, and as the season went on, we built that comfort, we built that relationship, and you could see that we just weren't getting the breaks or a big hit when we needed it, and I promised them if they just stuck with me that it would all turn, and sure enough, there in that last week of the season when we went down to districts, it kind of all came together for us at the right time with big hits and big plays, and you walked out of there with their heads up high, and luckily enough with a district championship. But we're past that. We've moved on. We don't talk about it anymore, and we hopefully got our sights set on another one.
So how do you kind of refocus a group that, you know, had such a hot finish and then goes into this fall season, you know, with that in mind at times, but trying to put together, you know, more of a full season than they did last year?
Well, the first message yesterday at practice and even back in camp was, I don't want to talk about defending a district title. I don't want to talk about it because defending means something that they can take away from you. And in 2018, we will always be the district champions. All right. So nobody's going to come in here and take it away from us. We're not defending anything. We're trying to win a new one. And I really think that focus and how we're going to approach the season is just move on. We're just moving on. Okay. That was last fall. We're in a new time. We got new players. We got girls coming back, stepping in different roles. I think it's just a different excitement. You know, I think we know we're probably going to be in a very tough district, probably going to be stuck with Notre Dame, probably be stuck with a very good young Farmington team. We're just going to have to battle from day one. And yesterday was a good sign of that. And we hope we continue to move in the right direction. But there's no more talk. And then it's a little bit more of a refocused type of year.
With the makeup of the group that you have this year, is it kind of senior heavy, or are you replacing some folks from last year that graduated?
You know, we lost two what I would call main players. We lost Anna Bezon, our third baseman, and Kylie Ryan, our catcher. Luckily enough, we got two sophomores that didn't play last year. They're coming back that will probably jump into that starting lineup, or at least be considered in that starting lineup. And we'll return everybody else. So you're going to return your top two or three pitchers. You're going to return almost every position player. Our lineup's probably gotten a little deeper this year with the inclusion of these two young ladies coming back out for the program. And I think we might have gotten a little bit better defensively. So hopefully with winning a district title and the success we had at the end of the last year, that we remember what that feels like, and we teach these young girls and these new girls part of our team that winning is not the most important thing, but it sure is fun when you do it, and we go from there. So I do think we'll be a little bit better defensively, and I think our lineup's going to be a little bit longer.
And with the experiences that they had last year, as they try to bring it into this season, how do you think they'll achieve getting off to a better start? What kind of things have to happen for them to kind of achieve a better start than they had last year?
You know, if I said that you have to win three games in a row, would you rather win the first three or the last three? And I think everybody would agree that you'd rather win the last three. So I'm not real concerned about the start of the season, to be honest with you. Not at all. But we are opening up the season with Donovan, a team that we've played in the district title. So for the district title last year. So, you know, right off the gate, we've got a opponent that's familiar and that's going to be out. And I'm sure they've painted a target on our backs. And then game number two is Jackson. So you go from a district title game rematch to a very good class Class 5 team in Jackson. So we've got to come out to a good start. We've got to come out and play competitively right out of the gate. And if not, we're not going to shake. We're not going to worry. And we're not going to crumble for sure. We'll just refocus our next week and move on.
Well, sounds like it should be an exciting year. And we thank you for taking the time, Coach, to talk with us about it.
Hey, no problem. Anytime. I appreciate the coverage for you guys do for all the athletes around the area.
Very cool. That's Dustin Winger, the head coach of the Perryville Pirates softball team, about to get their fall season started, and they will do so coming up on Saturday, August 31st, when they take on Donovan. And Coach Winger joining us today on Regional Radio.